Unit 10. Values and Norms. Page 134. Reading.
Etiquette tips for visiting Japan. Japan, which is well known for being highly structured in terms of its society, is governed by an unspoken and unwritten set of strict etiquette that most newcomers are amazed at and were not aware of before. That's why, if you want to enjoy your time in Japan more, you had better learn about those rules before you visit there. As the old saying goes, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Here are some of the rules. 1. Use chopsticks the right way. The number one rule of Japanese etiquette for tourists is how to use their chopsticks. There are two correct ways of placing your chopsticks, either flat across your bowl or leaning on the chopstick rest. Never ever leave your chopsticks sticking straight up in your rice bowl, as it is considered disrespectful. In addition, use the back end of chopsticks while passing food to someone. 2. Try not to waste your meals. Japanese people don't want to see people who pick things out of their meals and put them out of their bowl. They don't want to be wasteful, as they think that kind of behavior offends not only the host but also the farmers who experience many hardships while cultivating the vegetables, fruit, and animals. 3. Give up your seat. Make sure to give up your seat to those who really need it while using public transport. Be careful about not using the seats which are reserved for the elderly, disabled people, pregnant women, and women with small children. 4. Don't walk while eating something. Having something to eat and drink without taking your place on the dining table during some occasions like festivals, conferences, etc. is acceptable, but Japanese people have taken this one step further. It is prohibited to eat or drink something while walking or going from one place to the other on public transport. Instead, they sit somewhere to have their meals or drinks. 5. Forget about tipping. Japanese people do not give money to waiters or waitresses at restaurants and cafes for their services. If they feel it is necessary to pay some money to any worker at such places, they place the money in an envelope first instead of directly giving money to their hands. 6. Use the tray. Many stores and businesses have small trays where customers can place their money while paying for something that they have bought rather than handing the money directly to the cashiers or the shop owners. Ignoring this tray while paying is considered rude. Besides, most of the stores accept only cash, so always try to carry some cash with you. 7. Take off your shoes. The Japanese do not walk in their homes with their shoes on. This is a common Japanese etiquette. Homeowners provide their guests with slippers, and every home has enough slippers for their guests to wear. 8. Sit properly. It is common to sit on the floor around a low table to eat something in Japan instead of sitting on chairs. For formal gatherings, both men and women kneel down and sit up straight. For casual or informal gatherings, women tend to sit with both legs to one side, whereas men sit in the cross-legged seated position, which many cultures are familiar with.